107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, we've got a little bit of snow in the forecast, and we've got coldest night of the year coming up and lots to talk about. Martin Ritzma is here with United Way Perth here on. Martin, it's good to see you. Thanks for making your way through the snow.
Yes, love to be in the studio again. And it is a snowy morning, but as you said, it reminds us of one of the big events that is coming up that we'll talk about in a few minutes, and that's coldest night of the year.
Okay, we'll definitely touch on that, but gosh, let's talk about the campaign. Now, we heard earlier this week that United Way Perth here on the campaign was at 80% of goal, but we even have better news this morning.
Yes, you know, last week I had the opportunity to be involved with turning on the 80% mark, and I'm going, wow, this is amazing. And now we are sitting at 82%. That's over $1,600,000, which is absolutely amazing. And we know that's a needs, those dollars go towards a needs-based goal of $2,002,061. So just absolutely amazing. You know, once again, a huge shout out to individuals, to businesses, to workplaces, you know, that are doing an immense job again this year to support us.
And again, we're at 82% of goal, so let's push it over the top. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all the details. Another way you can help out is the big event that's coming up at the end of the month. Coldest night of the year is set to go.
It is set. We had another meeting last night and things are humming right along. We have 16 days left, but at this point we have 200, and I actually think it's 84 walkers now, 55 teams. We want to get to 90 teams, but right now we are sitting at, and this was the latest update last night, $82,000, which is 65% of our $126,000 goal. Once again, amazing the support that's going on across Stratford and area. A little shout out to us as we support and the spirit gets behind the event. We're sitting eighth across Canada. Of 167 events across Canada,
wow.
Stratford is sitting eighth, which is absolutely magical.
Oh, that is terrific. So again, you can walk anytime that week, but we should mention that the event or the in-person event is Saturday, February 26th. And how is it going to work for that,
yeah,
Martin?
And that's a good question. And we work our responses based on COVID responsibility and also what we're giving, the information we're given from head office with regards to coldest night of the year. So it is, as you said, February the 26th, that's Saturday, and we are asking individuals to meet up at the Bandshell up at Upper Queen's Park at 4:45. Once again, please wear a mask. You know, please respect the fact that we're going to social distance. We will do a brief ceremony and then get you on your way around the river. People are welcome to walk one or two laps. Along the way across from the Tom Patterson Island, we're going to have a little shack where we're going to serve soup from Soup Surreal,
okay,
and a hot beverage from McDonald's. So a neat community event. If you can't make the event, as you said, and you're not comfortable with coming on that day, walk during the week of February the 21st to 28th. But as you know, whether you walk during the week or on that day, we are supporting two amazing agencies in our town, and that's Stratford Perth ShelterLink, who support homeless youth in our community, and the Stratford Connection Center right across from the YMCA at the St. Paul's Anglican Church. And Tanya Hefke and her outreach team are doing just an amazing job. I could share an hour of stories on that organization and Choices for Change and what they're doing in that particular location.
But it's coming up. It's not too late to be a part of it. And you can definitely sponsor someone or a team that is part of Coldest Night of the Year. CNOY.org is the website for all the details. Do you want to shout out any of the sponsors?
Yes, if I could. You know, certainly we don't do these big events without key sponsors. Lead sponsors, Scotiabank and McDonald's. Our gold sponsors, Ideal Supply. Silver sponsor, Monteith Ritzma Phillips Law Firm. Bronze sponsors, Barlow Smith Dentistry, Coventry and Mitchell Veterinary Services, Home and Company Real Estate. A shout out to them. They will be handing out the toques again this year. So information will come out on that. On two occasions, they will be handing out toques again to team captains. NNP Accounting, Peter Moranger and Associates, and St. Clair Pharmacy are all supporting this event. And as you said, you still have time to put a team together.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It's very simple. You still have time to support walkers. Me, for example. as you mentioned, go to coldestnightoftheyear.org.
There you go. What a shameless. So again, it's such a good cause, Coldest Night of the Year. Stratford Purse Shelter Link and Stratford Connection Center. And tomorrow, Martin, is a very special day. Friday, February 11th, tomorrow.
You know, one of the things I learned very early on in taking on some of the work with United Way was the importance of a service called 211. And tomorrow is the 11th day of the second month. So we are raising awareness for 211. This service, you can pick up the phone, you can go to the website, but it's a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in over 150 languages where you call and you might have a challenge with regards to poverty, homelessness, hunger, mental health, social isolation, domestic violence, all those challenges that we know that are in our community. You can pick up the phone and say, I need some help. And there will be a live voice, and that live voice will connect you with the individual that can best serve to respond to your needs. So an amazing service that United Way is so proud to help support. And once again, you can dial 211 or you can visit 211ontario.ca. But it's just a great service. And the other thing I want to mention that we did that is new this year with regards to the Urgent Need Fund, with which United Way does do a great job of supporting. It used to be you went online and you filled out an application. You, if you're in need of funds to cover something in your day-to-day life, maybe it's a car repair, maybe it's help with diapers for a baby, all those things, you can now go to 211 and access the Urgent Need Fund through 211, which is, it just takes another step out of it. And so it's just a blessing to have that service so available.
It is an invaluable service. There you go. And Martin, any final thoughts? Lots of information there. We've got Coldest Night of the Year and 211 Day tomorrow, but the 211 helpline, and of course the campaign continues. Any final thoughts?
Just, you know, once again, you know, for all those individuals that are being supported through United Way, and sometimes during COVID we get down, and just know that there's a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces. And you brighten so many families and so many individuals' lives through your support. So on behalf of all those that you're supporting, I want to thank all those individuals that are donating to United Way. It is an amazing cause, and it does so much in our community.
The support is there. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all of the information. Martin Ritzma, thanks so much for this, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie.